2011, and then for every dollar the government spends, cut one penny. You would think 1%. We'd be able to cut 1% of every dollar that the federal government spends. But the problem is that the politicians believe they don't work for us anymore, and we've lost the consent of the governed, and that's where the Tea Party and the grassroots and people have had it. We say, it's very simple, don't spend more than you make. We give them $2.2 trillion, they spend $3.6 trillion, and they borrow 47 cents out of every dollar, and the time is now to take it back.
And they say they're not getting tax money anymore. Well, why do they think? Nobody's working now.
There's 51%, according to the Congressional Budget Office, that do not pay any federal income taxes. They pay FICA and other unemployment taxes, but not federal taxes. I believe everybody, we need to restructure. As Charles Krauthammer, if he saw his article out a couple days ago, he had a great sequence of what we needed to do about making the tax code fair and getting rid of this 80,000 page tax code called the IRS that has built in 80,000 pages
right now, Janie.
It has 80,000 pages of loopholes, special favors, and political paybacks.
Absolutely.
To friends and family. You know, we don't want loopholes for GE, and I don't want a loophole for me. I want everyone to pay a fair share, and it's un-American that you can't go and figure out your taxes.
What do you think of the fair tax?
Well, the fair tax would be, it would be good, and the flat tax would be excellent, too. You know, we have to build it in and make sure that it's fair for everyone, and even a balanced budget amendment, as Thomas Sowell said, it's just going to allow for government accounting ingenuity.
But you know, they've been talking about this flat rate, this tax flat rate, for years and years and years. Why hasn't it come along? Why isn't it happening?
Well, because
special
then
interest, huh?
Exactly.
Everybody agrees with
the
it.
Politicians can't buy their votes. It's about Congress, the 535 people getting reelected.
And
it's
the
not
AARP
about the
jumps on it. The AARP is violently against it.
Well, exactly, because they're just an insurance broker. They get 5.5% back from United Healthcare every time they sell an insurance policy. You'd think, when you hear about AARP, don't you think they're for seniors?
Yeah.
They're not. They're just an insurance broker wanting money.
He said the same thing. He told me that.
Yeah.
JP said the same thing. I said, what? That's for seniors, to help
but
seniors.
People, that's why we have to, and that's my solution, is we got to educate, inform, and engage the American people. And that's why I'm on
Twitter
every day.
That's why you wrote this book, too.
Yeah. And I have 50,000 tweets I've put out.
What's your tweet? Tell people how to
At JJ Author on Twitter. And answer me, and I answer back. And my book, Don't Take My Lemonade, stands available on Amazon, my website at jjauthor.com. And I just believe everyone needs to get educated, get engaged, because as I tell my kids, it's not a choice anymore about politics are good or bad, or I don't want to do it. It's confrontational, because if you don't, you see what happens to the people who do, the zealots, the wingnuts, and the knaves will take over. And this is what we have today.
Yeah,
so we need to take a
stand. Ruined. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, especially Obamacare. He has 44 czars. I don't know, last count, how many executive orders, Steve? He's up to over 187.
You can buy
they're
another,
passing, and here's something people don't even talk about. I've never even heard it. Agenda 21, which is the agenda, is a 21st century agenda for the world. It's a new world order that President Bush signed in 1992 in Colombia with 160 other countries, and their platform is to eliminate private property, have one room houses, they hate private farms. They want to have all communal farms, and it's been implemented in over 600 cities across the United States.
I've never heard of this. Where did this come
either
from?
Agenda 21. You can Google Rachel Alexander Town Hall, and it's a huge, huge. And during Wienergate, he passed the White House Rural Commission with 55 of his czars, leaders, and they're taking over all the rural property. It's called the White House Rural Commission.
And why would they want to do that, Janie?
Because
what is their purpose?
Well, Obama lives by his ideology of bigger government and a one world order. He believes America is bad. He believes that America has pilfered the resources of the world.
But he's apologized for it, so.
Well, I don't really think he has. And that he believes that it's up to America to redistribute.
The wealth.
Back to the people who, quote, we stole it from. And so he is
what,
a big
like
believer.
Nigeria?
Oh, yeah, in Kenya, where his father comes. If you read, what was his name? Sousa's book on the imperialist, about how Obama's father was against, Churchill, I returned the statue. And the whole idea about America being imperialism and enforcing our ways on everyone else and taking, that's why Kenya and everyone is poor, because we took away their resources.
What a bunch of nonsense. Seriously.
And this is the big argument with the United Nations, which they're all, out for their wealth redistribution. Instead of wealth creation, which we all know, the places where poverty is the worst is where there is no free market capitalism. You know, as Milton Friedman and Thomas Sowell write about.
Now we're going to talk about Marxism a little bit later on today and the process that's happening over here.
Well,
with
it's
that.
It's a simple choice today. You're either for the American way, truth and freedom, limited government, free market capitalism, lower taxes, or you're not. You're for central planners. You're for people to determine the prices and everything that you want to buy.
I got to say,
is simple.
When I on Facebook said my guest this week on Broadview is Janie Johnson, who believes in the American way. A friend of mine wrote me and said, yeah, what is the American way anymore?
I know. Isn't that sad?
Wow. It was sad. It hit me like that. I went,
like that?
My gosh.
Yeah.
There is. Janie, I'm going to have you back because there's just too much.
You.
When are you running?
No.
Where are you going to start?
No.
Vice president? Where are you going, girl?
No. I'm just trying to get every person, one person every day to start thinking about their future and their kids' future and to wake up and to say, hey, I can make a difference because we can. We
tell someone how they can get all this information. I mean, how do you know all this information, Janie?
Well, I read everything, and I'm an avid reader. I was an English degree from UCLA, and I go on town hall, and that's how I backed into doing my tweets.
You stay involved.
Oh, absolutely. I read every day. I like to know. I mean, I didn't really think the Agenda 21. I said, oh, New World Order. I'm like,
Can't be happening.
It's one of those hoax conspiracy. And then Professor Sanders out of George Mason University, he's big on this. I started following it, looking at it, and there was so much different stuff. And so I actually went out, got the materials. And I found an article that quoted, footnoted, and I just went through it all. So it took me about 6 weeks to
figure out.
I've
got Agenda 21 on the screen here.
Yeah.
And
it's right there.
Typical communist nonsense.
It's a communism for the world. And he's
poverty results. The major cause of the continued deterioration of the global environment is the unsustainable pattern of consumption and production in industrialized countries.
Yeah, and overpopulation.
That's straight out of the Marxist handbook.
That's
right
just
there.
Making my hair stand up on my arms.
So people always say, what's something I need to know that I don't know about? And I say, Agenda 21, and
for
they're
one
like,
thing,
what?
Though. Gosh, just crazy stuff, Janie.
Yeah, you never
not
hear
not
about
kidding.
It in any mainstream media or anywhere.
You know, I remember back, I don't know if you remember, a book from the 70s called The Pale Horse. And he talked about the New World Order, and everybody
that was
laughed.
Clint Eastwood movie.
No, this was a book about UFOs and the cover up of the government and the Pale Horse and the New World Order that would be coming into. And he even mentions FEMA as part of that scheme because every time you have a disaster and they take over, they can be martial law any moment.
Well, and the Obamacrats have taken over all the 44 czars now that have every aspect of industry and free markets. All the way across the board that they can implement at any time. The roadblocks are crazy. As of this last week, they've Wall Street Journal estimated about $1.7 trillion in addition, $1 trillion over what normal regulations that Obamacrats have imposed on free market capitalism and the free markets and free enterprise in the United States just for this year.
Who's in there watching him? Who's in there taking care of the American people? No one anymore in the government?
It's we the people that need to do this and to be exposed and to say we need to take back our country.
Janie Johnson, you are amazing. It is such a pleasure to meet you. Get her book. Don't take my lemonade stand. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
We got to have you back on. We
need to teach
info.
Our kids our values and
that's
why America is
right.
great.
Good girl. Thank you so much, Janie, for joining us.
Thank Woo-hoo, you.
Man. Oh, my heart's beating fast.
I know.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk thank you. Patrick Turner. Stop looking there. Patrick Turner from the Discovery Museum. So don't go away. You're with Broadview on 1270 The Buzz.
1270 The Buzz. The Buzz.
Hi, this is Chad with Hamilton Solar. You want a solar rebate with NV Energy? Well, you're just not likely to get one. That's why Hamilton Solar is offering you our no-wait rebate program. Only with Hamilton Solar will you get a guaranteed incentive to go solar now. You don't have to participate in the lottery or paperwork for rebates through NV Energy. It's simple. Go solar today with Hamilton Solar, and you'll get our best rebate, one that's guaranteed and no waiting. Hamilton Solar is Northern Nevada's largest solar installer. Our costs over the last year have dropped over 40%. Take advantage of that now. Solar has changed dramatically. If you've ever looked at solar before, take a look again. If you've gotten a rebate before, and didn't build, give us a call. Take advantage of our no-wait rebate program and get solar installed now. Take control of your utility expense and hedge against future energy costs. Call now and learn more about the Hamilton Solar no-wait rebate program. Call 747-6000, that's 747-6000, or visit us online at HamiltonSolarNevada.com.
Hamilton Solar, both sides agree.
Nevada license number 73463.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Janie Johnson, is she fascinating or what?
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah, my goodness gracious. Boy, she's got a lot of good information.
True Tea Party stuff. People that weren't involved for many decades and all of a sudden just woke up and said, this ain't going the right way.
I can't wait to read her book. She is an informed citizen. Boy, we can all take a lesson from her. And we will. Okay, now we get to it. Where's my... Okay, we're going to have to wing it. Because Janie got here, and look at me, I got all excited. Now I've thrown all my stuff here, but Patrick Turner is here with me. Hi, welcome, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
Get up on in there.
Who the heck are you, Patrick?
He is the marketing director for the Discovery Museum, which is right here in Reno now.
That's right.
The old City Hall building?
You're exactly right.
Wow, see, I do know something.
Oh, so
I know.
So
have you guys remodeled that whole building?
Oh, you wouldn't recognize it. Most people don't.
Wow. When did you start? Oh, I'm sorry.
Construction started.
Help him with that there,
last
JP.
Year, actually.
How come I haven't even heard about it? I didn't even know until Pat told me about it.
We've been quietly raising money and since about 2005, and to date we've raised almost $21 million.
Whoa, stop.
Which is what it took to buy the building, do the remodel, construct all the exhibits and galleries, everything that everybody's going to need to have a great time in the Discovery Museum.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about it, what it is. It's not just for kids, but it is... towards kids.
Kids and families.
Kids and families.
Our age range is about birth to 12. We'll have an